This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 485 for Thursday, July 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Thursday morning, seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's drop as speculators continued to liquidate long positions. Canola down $12 to $18, November down $17.20 at $862.70 per ton. Losses in the Chicago soy complex and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar contributed to the selling pressure. Recent rains easing dryness concerns in parts of Western Canada were also bearish, but the damage from hot and dry conditions earlier in the growing season has already been done, and expectations for a smaller crop did remain supportive as demand will need to be rationed going forward. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 29 cents in the November contract at $13.60 per bushel. Midwestern weather forecasts over the next 2 weeks do remain generally hot, but with more precipitation showing up in the models, investors are taking some weather premiums out of the market. Expectations for an increase in Brazilian soybean production next year, as high prices encourage increased planted area, were also weighing on prices. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just over 200,000 tons came in at the lower end of trade expectations. Corn, it's also finding pressure today from the relatively favorable Midwestern weather forecasts, with the September contract down 8 cents at $5.63 per bushel. A disappointing weekly U.S. corn export sales contributed to the losses, as cancellations offset any new business to end up with a net negative number on the week. Wheat futures, they are lower as well, finding themselves caught up in the broad sell-off. Minneapolis down 8 cents in the September contract at $8.89¾ per bushel. Kansas City down 15 cents in September at $6.53 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 18 cents in September at $6.93 per bushel. The losses in wheat came despite production issues in a number of wheat-growing regions of the world, including excessive moisture in parts of Europe and drought conditions in North American spring wheat areas. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of just under 500,000 tons were in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, July 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.